There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Sliding door moments. We've been getting loads of them since Antoinette gave me hers on Friday to do with the Stardust. A sliding door moment is a moment in your life where everything changed or could have changed, depending on what decision you made. One of the ones we got yesterday, for example, was from about 15 years ago. A woman got on to say she was walking in a park and she passed a few people, including a lady who was out jogging. She was waiting for her children to come out of school and then she was going home. Her husband was collecting her. The car was parked near a public toilet. And she said she'd run in and use the toilet. Her husband seemed to be in a bit of a hurry and said, look, we'll be home in a couple of minutes. Hold on. So she did. And later it emerged that a woman was raped in the toilets. And she, the rape victim, was the woman who was jogging in the park. And the guards told our listener that if she had gone in, she'd have been the victim. Because the rapist was there just waiting for somebody to pounce on. That's the kind of sliding door moment. A lot of other ones connected to the Stardust. I'll get to another one then in a second. But Gareth O'Callaghan, I think you were probably the first person I heard use the term sliding door moment about how your life changed the night you met Paula. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, yeah. It's a very happy sliding doors moment because as you were just saying there, so many of them can be tragic. And I don't know whether you saw the movie Sliding Doors with Gwyneth Paltrow. That was where I think most of us became aware of this term, where, as you say, sort of inconsequential decisions changed the direction of someone's entire future. And in the film, there's two storylines where she gets on board a train in New York one morning to go to work. And that runs alongside the story where she misses the train. So there are two fascinating stories running side by side to show what would have happened if she had got the train and what would have happened if she hadn't. Mm-hmm. And I recommend everybody should watch it if they have this interest. But our sliding door moment came back in March 2015. I was working in Dublin for the radio station there, and they were having one of their listener parties in the Voodoo Rooms in Oliver Plunkett Street in Cork that night, and it was the Friday night. And I was very hesitant about going. I didn't really want to go because our old friend Tony Fenton had died 2 weeks before, and I was in that very kind of, I suppose, lost place where, you know, when someone who you think is going to make a recovery doesn't. And I mean, there's another sliding doors moment. We were all expecting him to make a full recovery. We had planned a big reunion party, and then we were told at the last minute, no, it's got horribly wrong. And I said to my boss, I said, I'm not going to go out of respect because I don't want to be up on stage dancing around playing games and playing Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive. And he said, well, we really need you there because you have a contractual engagement in the afternoon to present your show from way back then from what was the Ambassador Hotel. And I said, I really don't want to do it. And he said, well, look, I'll tell you what, you can easily get out of the night gig, but you can't get out of the afternoon gig. So what we'll do is at 5 o'clock, we'll get a lift to get you over to Kent Station and you'll be on the 5:25 back to Dublin. And I said, yeah, okay, that's fine by me. Went to Cork, presented the radio show. and at 5 o'clock was gathering things together and putting them in the case. And with that, one of the staff from the hotel arrived with a pint of beer and said, just compliments of all the management. It's great to see you again. So I'm thinking, right, well, I'm not going to make the 5:25. I'll get the 6:25. So I brought the beer down and everybody from the station had congregated downstairs. They were all waiting on the bus to take them to the club. So then there were two more drinks sitting on the bar for me. And I'm thinking, well, okay, I can get the 7:25 or if needs be the 8:25 and I'll still get home. So lo and behold, by 7:45, I was in the club. And then
that's how these things happen on a Friday, Gareth. Yeah,
yes, they do. They do, you know. And there's nothing nicer than after a long day, you know, yourself having a beer in the evening with friends. But then somewhere across Cork City, there was a young woman who wasn't too fussed about going to this gig that her friends had got tickets to. She said to them, she said, I think I'll just have a quiet night in, but you know what I'll do? I'll drop you girls in and I might collect you if I'm still awake a little later. And they twisted her arm and they said, look, leave the car at home, get the taxi and stay for an hour, have a couple of drinks and then go home. And she thought, well, yeah, that's okay. And she said, I don't listen to that station. What's the station called? She said, I usually listen to PJ and to 96 FM. And they said, oh, you probably know the guy, Gareth O'Callaghan. And she says, no. So that was my reaction. So anyway, she turns up in the club. And at about 10 to 9 that night, I'm walking across the floor, kind of a Saturday Night Fever moment, and they were lining up some sort of silly game to play that everybody was enthusiastic about, but everybody decided to sit down to sort of catch their breath and gather their wits, except Paula, who was walking towards.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's me as I was walking towards her, and bingo, that was it.
You literally spotted each other across an uncrowded dance floor.
Yes, an empty dance floor. We were the only two poor souls left standing there, you know. And, you know, we still look back on it and we kind of laugh and we wonder, what if I hadn't come down from Dublin? What if she hadn't gone into town with her friends? And you kind of say to yourself, where would I be today? Where would she be today? We would never have known each other even existed. And that's the incredible thing about a sliding door moment. So many couples have met through sliding door moments. And I think we were both very, very kind of, you know, that Air Supply song, Two Less Lonely People in the World. Right. And I think that kind of summed it up for us. And whatever the chemistry was, I don't think we even said anything to each other at that stage. We just looked at each other and I thought to myself, I'm going to spend the rest of my life with that woman.
There and then.
And I'll tell you an even funnier one. I wasn't going to tell you this part, but at the end of the night, anyway, she was going back home and I asked her, could I give her my number, which I felt was a kind of a gentlemanly thing to do. And I did. And then texted me back. I missed my train back the next morning. So it was nearly lunchtime by the time I arrived back in Dublin. And, oh God, I hate to have to admit this, but it's funny in many ways. You know, we'd both had a few drinks and I had her number and I rang her the following day and I said, did you have a good night? And she said, I had a great night and thanks for ringing me. I wasn't sure if you would. And we were chatting away and then about halfway through the conversation, she said to me, I don't think you even remember my name, do you? And I said, I'm so sorry. I said, I think it was the alcohol. And she said, I'm Paula. I said, oh, that's right. So, yeah, but we still ended up together, you know.
And you got married in the Ambassador, interestingly enough.
Yeah, we did. We had to go back. And ironically, when we were doing radio shows there down through the years, they'd give us the great big, the bridal suite, the big room up to the right hand side of the hotel, and that was our kind of HQ for the weekend. We spent the whole weekend up there, and we were popping in and out of town, and that it was fantastic.
Did you ever find out the name of the person who bought you the first pint on that Friday, Gareth? Because I think you owed him a pint.
It was actually it was my producer who had set up the bosses had said to him, he is not to get on that train at any cost. You keep him there if you have to lock him in the damn room.
Get him drunk.
And, you know, what they did? They said to themselves, they had this, like, talk about conniving. Talk about a plan. They said, if all else fails, what we'll do is we'll put him into the boogie bus, which was bringing everybody from the hotel to the club, and we'll tell him that we'll drop him off at Kent Station on the way.
Oh.
I know.
And only for the producer who bought that point.
Yeah, it's Denzel Lacey is his name, and he was the engineer that day, and he's gone on. He's now working for Sirius in the United States. We put a photograph of the two of us up on the train that morning when we were heading for Cork, and he's the spitting image of Ed Sheeran. So I just said on the tweet, I said, look who I met on the train, and people were saying, Ed Sheeran's on the Cork train. But yeah, it was magic night, and when I look back on it, it's hard to believe, PJ, that it's 9 years ago, that we're almost 10 years together, but the time has flown, and you know, we've been through the mill, but we're still here.
Only for that producer, you also wouldn't be on the crew here, so we have him to thank for that as well. Gareth, we'll talk again, my friend.
Great to talk to you.
Give my love to Paula. Take care. The great Gareth O'Callaghan, 0818 96 96 96, back in this desk. Soon enough he will be. Sharon says, my grandfather was up in Dublin with his son, but they missed the train because of a puncture. It was August the 1st, 1980. Oh dear. He was meeting his niece on the train, and everyone in the carriage the niece was in passed away because the train crashed in Buttevant. So either he would have died, or maybe they would have chosen a different carriage. We will never know. I remember the Buttevant train crash. My goodness me. 0818 96 96 96. Still happy to take your sliding door moments if you have them for us. For example, I said a few of them. I was surprised to see how many of them have some connection with the Stardust. This is quite a long text. Bear with me while I read it. I had a miraculous escape that night. I was only 17 and had started a new job in Dublin City Centre, right on College Green. It was just before Christmas. Some of the young people, new friends I was working with, decided I needed to be taken out to a brilliant disco with them on Valentine's night in case I got lonely. So she just started a new job before Christmas in the new city. A few of them lived in Artane near the Stardust and said it would be a great night out, and sure, I could stay in their house after. The only problem was that as I was new to Dublin, I didn't know the area or the buses to get to that side of the city. So five or six of them decided to drive into the city centre to pick me up and bring me out to the disco. I was thrilled, so nice of them. I arranged to meet them all outside the Mansion House, as College Green would be too busy. They all arrived, and I was delighted with myself, hopping into the car. I had to sit on someone's lap. The car was so full, and I was thrilled to be going out with everyone. except there was a problem. When the car came for me and pulled in to let me in, the engine cut out. We must have been trying for over nearly an hour to get it going again, but no joy. We were all gutted. Our brilliant night out, gone. They decided there was no point at that stage getting the bus. It would take too long and be too late and we wouldn't get in, because everyone wants to go out early on Valentine's night. So we should really be in the queue at this stage. The car was towed away. We all headed home on different buses. Boo-hoo, I was so disappointed. I went to bed. I got home and I knew nothing until the morning when the phone line, the landline, started hopping. My parents were on to see, was I all right? Was I safe, having heard about the fire on the radio and knowing that I was headed there? I had no idea what they were talking about. I was still asleep and hadn't turned on the radio yet. I'm so grateful that the car giving me a spin was old and cut out. Packed like a minibus as well, which probably didn't help. Who knows what might have happened to us all if it had started. Apparently the next day the mechanic checked my friend's car. It started first time. There was nothing wrong with it, just a bit of dirt in the engine. But gone by then. That's from Catherine. Great story, Catherine. Thank you. 0818 96 96 96. If you can, we'll stay taking them in, because they are in that moment that changed your life, or might have changed your life, or God knows could have shaped the rest of your life.
Cork's 96 FM.